Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying It's Never Too Late, Bible Bits from Genesis. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis 50, verses 15 to 21, True Forgiveness. The thing about relationships is that there will be breaks in fellowship. It's not if, but when it will occur. The issue is simply how we handle the breaks, which will happen. Scripture teaches that if someone offends you, forgive that person. And if you offend someone, ask forgiveness. Your personal well-being is at stake in the broken situation. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Let any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this, many become defiled. And also notice Ephesians chapter 4, verses 30 down to verse 32. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and all evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. A lack of forgiveness tends to result in bitterness toward the other person, and not seeking forgiveness keeps you trapped in guilt you need not have. Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 to 26. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you're on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. Full forgiveness is the only true forgiveness. If you are not fully repentant, guilt will remain. If you don't fully forgive, bitterness will persist. Time will not heal untended and partially tended wounds. They usually get infected. And there's another whole aspect to this subject. Look at Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 to 21, our text for this session. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him." So they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, "Before your father died, he commanded, saying, 'Thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." What is the problem in this passage? You know, Joseph had been sold into slavery by his brothers. And when he went down there, he became a slave. He was sold as a slave to the head of Pharaoh's guard, he was wrongly accused by that man's wife, Potiphar's wife, and he was thrown into prison. And then after 2 years in prison, he finally was called before Pharaoh, and he ended up, because of interpretation of dreams, he ended up becoming basically the prime minister of Egypt. God took him from his home with his family into slavery, into prison, to the pinnacle of the Egyptian ruler. So then there was a famine, and because of Joseph's wisdom, they had stored up a lot of grain in Egypt, and so people began to come from different places to purchase grain to survive the famine. And Joseph's brothers came, and he recognized them, and some sort of intrigue, all drama went about, and then it finally ended up with Joseph revealing himself to his brothers that he was alive, and then all of the family, Jacob, all the brothers and their families, and everything they had came to Egypt, and they dwelt there. And they lived there. Then eventually, Jacob died. And what happened? Well, the brothers were afraid of revenge. Look at verse 15. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil we did to him. You know, it's been held off because of our father, but now he's dead. Joseph may just decide now's the time to bring about revenge on us for what we did to him." And so they tried to manipulate Joseph. Look at verses 16, 17. "So they sent messengers to Joseph saying, 'Before your father died, he commanded saying, thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him." You see, the problem here was the brothers saw things from a human view. Verse 18, "Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face. And they said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' Joseph said to them, 'Don't be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now, therefore, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." Verse 17 says, it states very clearly, "And Joseph wept when they spoke to him." Why did he weep? Why did he cry? Because his brothers never received his forgiveness. His brothers never received his forgiveness. And it's a sad moment when forgiveness is not received. It's the evidence of an inability to let the guilt of your sin go. It's so damaging. Mental institutions are full of people like this. And beware, because Satan attacks in our weak moments. The brothers' fear revealed a lack of a clear conscience. No freedom. Guilt still there. This equals incomplete repentance. And so they plan to ask forgiveness again, but this time with manipulation. They missed the full forgiveness of Joseph and continued to fear his revenge. And just understand Joseph's perspective in verse 20. His perspective. "But as for you, you meant evil against me." I understand that. "But God meant it for good. What you did was evil. It was bad. And you did it. But it was God's plan all along, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people. You see, Joseph went beyond forgiving his brothers. He saw the sovereignty of God. Judah's idea was actually God's providence. If you go all the way back to Genesis 37, verses 27 and 26 and 27, when they were planning to kill him because they hated him so much in their jealousy of his favorite being the father's favorite son. So Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh." And his brothers listened. And then look at Genesis 45, verses 5 through 8. "But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years of famine have been in the land, and there are still 5 in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you, Joseph, not you, all of you brothers, who sent me here, but God did. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." Go over to Acts chapter 2, verse 22, down to verse 24. And look at the gospel message. "Men of Israel," Acts 2:22. "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by you, by God, to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it." Who killed Jesus on the cross? The Jews did. But by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. It was God's plan. They did it, but it was God's plan. They did it, they were guilty of doing it, but it was God's plan. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Listen, are you able to see the events of your life from God's perspective and how they fit his plan? You must, or else it's all selfish human reasoning. Let me ask you, as we conclude this message and conclude this particular series of Bible bits from Genesis, it's never too late. It's never too late. Have you fully forgiven everyone who has offended you? It's never too late to do that. Have you asked forgiveness of all you have offended? It's never too late to do that. Did you receive forgiveness when it was given? Did you let the guilt go? Did you receive the forgiveness? It's never too late. It's never too late. You have a great day.